Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all of God's people all over the land. Listen, friends, family, and friends, that song speaks volumes. It says a mouthful over a mouthful. It is just so powerful, and just let it resonate all over the land right now. Just everybody understands what the word is saying. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word shall not return void. It's telling you that the word will not return void. Isaiah 54 is telling you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's saying that no matter what you are going through, that it shall not prosper. Not that you're not going to go through something. Each and every last one of us, every single day, whether it's a small mountain to climb or a big mountain to climb, just know that it shall not prosper, meaning that it will develop, but it will not prosper if you have your faith and belief in the Lord. If you truly trust that He is with you, He's walking with you. If you just let go and let God. Listen, yesterday, oh my God, listen, yesterday was such a beautiful worship moment, and the Holy Spirit just had His way to set us up for a beautiful time in the Lord on this morning. What a better song. What a better song, saints. It is something when you know that the Holy Spirit is speaking. We look at all the people that's going through something right now. Right now, we have Louisiana that's in a flooding situation, over 1 million people without light. But listen to this. The weather people were saying that if the storm, if the winds would have increased 7 miles per hour more on yesterday morning, it would have been a Category 5. There, it would have been worse than Katrina. Yesterday was the 16th anniversary for Katrina. But let me tell you what worship do. Let me tell you what praise and worship do. It brings you to the point where we're at this morning. No weapon formed against you, because see, that worshiping time that we did, it was an intercessory time for those people that was in North Carolina. Everybody wasn't in a position where they could evacuate. It was some that could not financially leave out. It was some that just felt like that they had enough faith to weather the storm. It was some that went to the airport and there were no flights. But see, one thing about God, that's why it's so beautiful to go into intercessory. And yesterday's service that was not planned, it was an act of strictly from the Holy Spirit. So this morning we are faithfully able to get up and sit and say that no weapon formed against us, against them, shall prosper. Even though they're in a dark place, the death toll is not where people thought it was, where man thought it would be. See, God intervened. When His word goes out, it never comes back void. It is to see in the area that He sent that out to. Let me say that again. It succeeds, it prospers in the areas that He wanted to go out to. They may have had a Category 1 or a Category 2, but it wasn't a catastrophic storm that just wiped them out. And I'm sitting and telling you, say, Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, I'm calling you out wherever you're at, United Kingdom, Canada, Fiji, Jamaica, New York, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, that comes from us being in an area and truly knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we stand in the gap for those people. We get into a praise and worship service where it is pure, it is genuine, it recalibrates you. That was the word that was used yesterday. A recalibration came into place, a recalibration of faith. A recalibration of knowing that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He says that He will do. A recalibration that woke some people up that and said, I'm not worried about myself, but I got to stand in the gap for those people that's in the pathway of Ida. And because of our prayers, our praise, and our worship,
It did not. It did not succeed in the area that man predicted it to be. When God is in the midst, just know that you're going to know that he is God all by himself. So I do thank each and every person that went into an intercessory yesterday. Even though we need to take care of ourselves, we need to pray for ourselves because we too are standing in the gap as it was stated on yesterday. But it's such a beautiful thing that to know that people all over the world is on one accord, praying for people that are in a place of devastation. But the actual song, "No Weapon Formed Against Us," it is formed out of scripture. It is inspired by God, although man spoke it. It is inspired by God. And on yesterday, it showed that God is in the midst, and it is so beautiful to be into a place of worship. And if you did not feel anything on yesterday, I beg you to go before the Lord and ask him to do a shaking in your life. Ask him to remove anything that's not of him out of your life, because it was such a sweet, beautiful sound, a sweet, beautiful spirit on the airwaves yesterday. And I know it had to touch you, Nigeria. I know it touched you, Canada. I know that it did, because God's presence was there. He was there in the midst of it. Our praise, our worship confused all the ways. It confused everything that was going on. It shook that atmosphere up, and it did something. It did some reconstruction. It did some turn some things around. And I'm grateful this morning that the news is not as bad as people thought it was going to be. Why? Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And the words that God has people to speak out of their mouths, the prophets, God has them speak words out of their mouths. And guess what? They are mouthpieces for God. They were called to speak God's words to people's situations, cities, even dry bones, to the mountains or whatever God told them to speak to fulfill their God-ordained mission. They had to be submitted to the Lord, and their mouths had to be consecrated to him. And this is why, when the word came out yesterday, when the instructions were given yesterday, when the prophet of God was speaking yesterday, he said he had no agenda. Huh? You know why he had no agenda? Because he realized that God can come in at any given time, and that obedience will be there to fulfill the purpose that God has for us. I just had to get that out, Faith. I had to get it out because I need to rewind a little bit. Excuse me, everybody. Every prophetic word that has came forth since last year, the ending of 2019 going into 2021, we got our first prophetic word on New Year's Eve of 19 going into 20 to let us know everything that was going to happen, and trust and believe everything that was told is happening right now. We have already went through the first wave of COVID, and it was stated, get your house in order, go out, get supplies, use wisdom, bunker up, go and get extra things. If you need this, we're here. If you need that, we're there, because we're getting ready to go through something. And guess what? It came, and then a second prophetic word came in and said, listen, things are not going to look like what you think it is. Continue to stay in a place. I'm paraphrasing this morning, so please forgive me if I'm not saying it how you heard it, but I'm saying it how I heard it. Things are not going to be like what it appears to be, so stay into a place. Use wisdom. Allow wisdom to be your guide. Don't get out there and do things on your own. Don't get into a familiar place. Don't go back on common ground, because there's still something out there. You need to stay in a place of of safety. You need to stay in a place where you are going to be saved. And I'm going to go back to the first one. Even the scripture was used. The scripture was used when God gave the instructions for the Israelites to go inside their homes and stay in there, because once the plague of death came through, it would not touch you. I want to sit and tell you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice that received those instructions, we are still here today to give him praise and worship. We're still here standing in the need of prayer, but also praying for others, because we followed the instructions. And on yesterday, another wave came through. Another wave of God's glory came through on that line. Another wave came through. But prior to that, another prophecy came out and said, listen, it's going to be worse than it was the first time. Stay prepared. Stay into a place of preparation. Stay into a place where you are using godly wisdom. Don't be like everybody else. Don't be a familiar. Become a peculiar. Become a person that, just because you see others walking around with no mask on, doesn't mean that it's okay for you to do it. Just because others are not washing their hands and sanitizing their hands, doesn't mean that it's okay for you. Just because others are so freely opening their doors and saying, come on, let's go into a party, let's go into this, doesn't mean that God is talking to you. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Every prophetic word that has came out thus far, Nigeria, you're just coming on the line with us. I'm here to tell you, and you need to tell others, it has came through. Yesterday when we prayed for Nolo, New Orleans, I'm telling you, God heard it. He did a change around. And just because we were in a place of praise and worship, we didn't have to go into a long, drawn-out prayer. We didn't have to go into a sermon. All we needed to do was be like Jehoshaphat in his plan. Stand still and watch the glory of the Lord defeat our enemies. When God defeated the waves yesterday, he kept the levees. Ha, say it, Oshaya. He kept the levees of water still when they did not overpower or overtake anything. The death toll, I'm telling you, somebody, get excited with me on today, this morning, because God is doing a new thing in our life. He's allowing us to know that the words that are coming out of the mouths of the prophets are the words that he is speaking. As long as they are in a place where they're consecrating their mouth, as long as they're in a place where they have a pure and genuine heart, as long as they're in a place where they can call on an intercessory session in the middle of a broadcast, in the middle where we're supposed to be preaching and teaching the word, but they can hear the voice of the Lord say, this is what I'm going to do. And listen, it calmed the storm. It calmed the storm. Do y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? It calmed the storm. The waves were calmed, huh? Because of what? Our praise and worship. Because our obedience. Because we were before God. Nobody, everybody just there listening to the music, praising. Now, I don't know about you all, but I had my hands up in the air, my eyes closed when I heard something that was it. I was in agreement with. I'm letting the person, I'm in agreement with you. I'm saying amen. Because a wave took place yesterday. And if you were on the line, you caught the wave. If you were on the line, you will understand what I'm saying this morning. When I say no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the prophet has spoken it. On this morning, the song is being said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know why? Because the prophet spoke it. And not only did the prophet speak it, God backed it up. You're still here today. You are still here on Monday, August the 30th. 2021, many have not made it. And I'm not saying that they didn't make it, because they didn't do what God said that they should have done. They didn't heed the instructions. So we're going to go back over it again. We're going to understand that God is speaking. He's letting you know this morning that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But see, it's a condition with it. It's a condition with it. The condition is that you need to stay in a place of obedience. The condition is that you need to truly believe that the words that are coming out of the prophet's mouth, out of whomever's mouth, that you believe that they are, that it was inspired by God, that you believe that this is what God has said to them, and that they're speaking it, and it's speaking it at such times that it is right now, where COVID is just off the chain, it's off the chart. They cannot handle it right now, but yet the schools are still open. Everything is still open. People are running freely to do what they want to do. They feel like that they are superwoman and superman, and that it can't come back and knock them down. But I sit and tell you today, the only reason that you and I are in a place right now where we are behind the feathers of our Father, because we believe the words that are coming out of our Father's mouth. Even if it's by song, even if it's be away from the Bible, even if the prophet get up and speak it. And I don't know why I'm going this way this morning, but I sit and tell you this. Every word that is spoken to me, every prophetic, I don't believe all prophets, but when my prophet, the prophet of our house speaks, I'm talking about AEM this morning, when he speaks, it has never returned void. It has always came through whatever the prophetic is. And on this morning, as he stated, the last prophetic, that it's going to be worse. Another wave is coming, and it's going to be worse. It's coming through the weather. It's coming through COVID, the variant that's attacking your lungs and just taking your breath instantly, or it's either doing other things to you that's causing people to go into cardiac arrest, strokes, all type of things. People, listen, when God says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that's because of your acts of discipline. That's because of your acts of obedience. That's because of your personal relationship with God and staying in his will, staying and being obedient to what is being spoken to you in this very hour. Isaiah 54 was spoken in the Old Testament. I'm talking about today, on today's time, in today's time, that same very word is being spoken to you on today. People, get the awareness. You need to be alerted. You need to be aware of what God is saying to you. He's letting you know that the weapons are coming, but it won't form against you. And why won't it? Because you know him, because you feel him, because you commune with him, because Jesus is your Lord and Savior, because you are led by the Holy Spirit, because you identify the true prophets of God, and you listen to the instructions that are being given, and then you are in a place where you don't have a problem with praising the Lord, with worshiping him, with your mouth, with your hands, with your actions. You don't have to sit and go by a program. Listen, God does not program us. Man programs us. The Holy Spirit can come at any moment and change the complete atmosphere. And that's where you and I need to be at all times. You may be in a place where you are warring with yourself right now. You may be warring with somebody else. And God may sit and tell you to just gently walk away. You don't have to say anything else. But we get into a place where we want to stay there. But God has given you the instruction and what to do. And when that instruction goes through, the weapon may have formed, but it did not prosper. See, instruction comes with it. Obedience comes with it. Discipline comes with it. And when you receive instructions, because I feel it in my spirit, a future prophetic is going to come. And trust me, it's going to be a bullseye. it's going to be a bullseye. Because one thing about God, the people that are in the place, the remnant that's listening to him, the remnant that's not sitting there and not listening to this prophetic, but they want to go to a prophetic that tells them today that you'll get a brand new car if you pay, go to Isaiah 55:11 and sow a seed of $55 or how $5,055, and you believing that you're going to receive that car. But when the word of God sit and tell you that his word shall not come back void, and he sends it and it prospers where he sends it at, where it manifests where he sends it at, then you'll understand the picture. We don't want to hear the truth. We don't want to hear anything that may sit and put us in a place of fear where we should not be in a fearful place. Because if you're trusting and believing God, we should be in a place right now of peace. And that was spoken on yesterday. It was spoken about peace. Peace came, the word peace came out so many times on yesterday. So you know what I took it as? God is telling me I need to be in a place of rest right now. I don't need to come worry about the different things, the arrows that's being thrown out by night. I don't need to worry about different things because he has me protected. I need to be in a place of rest. I need to be in a place where I'm trusting him. I need to be in a place where I'm obeying him. I need to be in a place where discipline surpasses anything else. I need to be in a place where I'm allowing godly wisdom to take me where I need to be. I need to be in a place where I'm trusting in the Lord and not leaning on my own understanding. I need to be in a place to let people, you, myself, and everybody know that God does not slumber and neither does he sleep. He has everything and that all power is in his hand, that he is the person that controls the atmosphere, that Jesus was the person that spoke to the waves and they calmed down. They were silent. They obeyed. He rebuked the waves. I don't know who God is talking to this morning, but I'm sitting and telling you on this morning, let peace steal in your life. Let peace. God has his people in a place right now. Those that have said, it is I will go. Isaiah raised, I will go. Isaiah told God, I will go. We have people that's now here today in 2021 that has stepped up to the plate and told God, use me. Use my mouth. Use my eyes. Use my ears. Allow me to see things. Allow me to know things so I can alert the people. Because God does not want us to be in a destructive place, whether you want to believe it or not. Because you chose your destiny. Because you chose the road to go down. Can't you see? God is trying to correct it for you. Can't you hear? He's trying. He's bringing correction to you. He's giving you the instructions so you don't go down the wrong path, so you don't be out left in the flood, so you don't take the wrong turn and go into the fiery furnace. He's giving instructions, people. It is so profound that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I want you to sit, want you to get into a place this morning and ask yourself, what does that really mean to me? Does it apply to me in my life? Because one thing about God, what he does for me, he'll do it for you if you're in a position to receive it, if you're in a position to believe it, if your trust is in him, if your faith is in him, if your belief is in him, if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, God has people around you that's speaking the truth. They're not giving you fairy tales. When a prophetic comes, I'm telling you to listen. Today the song came, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Trust and believe that. Reposition yourself. Reposition yourself so you can hear and receive what God has for you. Put yourself in a place where you are aligned with what God has for you. So when he's speaking through prophetic, whether it's song, whether it's the Bible, whether it's a man or woman of God speaking to you, you'll be able to receive it. I guarantee you, the people that are in New Orleans right now, even though New Orleans and the surrounding areas, I guarantee you this morning, even though they may be without light, even though the flood may overtake them or put them in a place where they cannot get from one place to another. It may immobilize them for a second. I guarantee you they're praising the Lord for their life. Because if you listened to the news, you would have thought that millions would have gotten killed. You would have thought that it was just going to be so devastating. But I thank God for my apostle that went before the Lord and allowed the Lord to speak to him and to give him instructions on yesterday. And I'm boasting on ADM and all everybody else that was in there. I'm not sitting and I'm not taking it overboard, but I am going to say this. When you can reposition yourself and put yourself in a posture of worship, and it's a genuine worship, trust and believe God is glorified. And that is our purpose. Our sole purpose is to glorify the Lord. And on yesterday, God was glorified. I don't have to text the apostle and say, oh, that was a good whatever. But I had to let him know how it moved me on yesterday. And I was just so thankful about what God had done. I was very thankful that God moved the atmosphere. He switched the atmosphere. He switched it. We went before him with open hearts. People were recalibrated. There was restoration. Dry bones were picked up and recalibrated. Dry bones were what people that bones were dry. There was some lubricating that took place yesterday. People that was in a place where they had confusion all in their mind, depression was moved out of the way yesterday. If you all heard him, he said, God, there needs to be a shaking. Juanita Bynum came in. I'm telling you, God used the prophetic yesterday to do some things, to change the atmosphere. Like I said, even the waves were confused yesterday. Even they had to bow down to the worship. They had to bow down. They had to settle down a little bit. They had the storm had to be calmed a little bit. But it still passed through, but it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. And this is not the way that I thought that this morning was going to go. But like I said, I am getting to a place where I can understand what God is saying. So no matter what your situation is this morning or tomorrow or the next day, you need to start letting the words of the Lord come out of your mouth. These words that are in these scriptures are inspired. Scriptures are inspired by the Lord, and you need to let your situation, you need to speak to your situation, and you need to let it know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You need to let them know that I'm in a place that if you come, you may appear, and you may form, but what's going on in my life right now is not going to overcome me. It's not going to overtake me. It's not going to put me in a place where I'm just devastated. I cannot move. I cannot go any further. I cannot hear from the Lord. I cannot see what he has going on. I cannot reap the benefits that he has for me, because you realize that his word is true. You realize what God is saying is true. And I had to put that part that his word does not come back void, because it don't. They're right next to each other. If you go in Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you is there. If you go into the next chapter, Isaiah 55, and I believe it's 11, you'll see that God's word does not come back void. They're coupled together. It's a power pack there letting you know what God is saying to you in this very day, in this very hour, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And if you trust in and believe in him, no matter how bad the weapon is, it can be the most powerful blow, the most powerful situation that you have coming up against you. But you need to know that it is not going to devastate you. It is not going to manifest. It will not. It may stay around. It may tug on you. It may even keep coming around you. But it's up to you to speak the word, to let it know, speak to your situation and let it know you are here. You are in my face. You keep coming around, but I need to get rid of you right now. So you need to decree and declare it. And it's already been stated. When you decree and you declare a thing, it is established. But see, you need to take it by force. You got to put some tenacity behind it. You got to put some boldness behind it. You got to be courageous. You cannot go up against the diabolical forces as a sissy. You cannot go as a coward. You have to go with the power of the Holy Ghost, and let it know that you shall not go any further. You shall not get rid of it. Because guess what? Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So as soon as you get rid of that one, something else is going to come. But this is the beauty of it. You had the strength. You had the willpower. You had the knowing that God was with you. You trusted him. You believed him. So you were able to get rid of that one. And he gave you power. He gave you strength to go to the next one and battle it so it wouldn't stay around a little bit longer. When you start seeing, and I'm speaking to myself, when you see the weapons coming up against you, when they start coming up against you, you need to get suited and booted. And when I say suited and booted, you do have to put your full armor of God on. But your weapon, the weapon that's going to destroy it, is the power, the positive power, the power that comes out of your tongue. The power to you for you to speak to the situation. And then another one is your posture. Is your posture. How are you worshiping God? How are you going to destroy the enemy? Because sometimes we may not, I'm going to have to recant my statement. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. It's about what you do. But I want to say this, and I'm going to end it. When the prophetic, I need you all, we need you all, God needs you, it has nothing to do with me, so let me take myself out of it. Recognize what God is saying to you. On today, again, I'm going to go back. The song said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm going to read it from the Bible, the New King James Version. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. God knows who he wants, what he wants them to say and what he wants them to do. And for you all that believe and trust in the Lord and know that he is who he says he is, and he's going to do what he says he's going to do, you can boldly speak this scripture to your situation, and it may not dissolve on today, but trust and believe. When the people come against you, it's going to roll off your back. When the daggers come in your back, you're not even going to feel them. As a matter of fact, they're not even going to penetrate the skin. You will sit there and you will laugh at everything that comes up against you, because God has already told you, and we've already established that his word does not come back void. Understand what God is saying. Understand the COVID is out there. There are things that you need to do. This is a discipline, is a condition with this, and do what you're supposed to do. Use the godly wisdom. When the prophet steps to the plate, trust and believe the word is coming from God. Trust and believe that his mouth has already been consecrated. Trust and believe the heart is pure and genuine. Trust and believe he has accepted the call, and now he is sounding the trumpet because the Lord has told him to do so. Do not get into a place where you are listening to the wrong people. Guard your ears. Pay attention to your surroundings. If you need to look at the clouds. The clouds tell me a lot. The weather tells me a lot. Because you know why? God has already spoken it. When God speaks things, I listen. I write it down. So when they come up against me, I can go back and sit and say, well, on this day, this is what was said. This is what God said. So let me prepare myself for this. Let me brace myself for this. And let me put on my armor. Let me get prepared for what's going to take place. If it means I have to readjust myself, if it means I need to relocate, if it means that I need to straighten some things out, if it means that I have to go into a place of confession, repentance, and sit and say, Father, I'm outside of your will, so I'm repenting because, see, I need to be in a place where the weapon is not going to touch me. I got to be behind the wall. I got to be on my square. I have to be where you're protecting me. I have to know that I'm walking through the valley and the shadow of death, but you are with me, so I'm not going to fear it because you've already told me that even though it comes, it's not going to prosper. I don't know who this word was for today, but I thank God that he allowed that song to play. And I thank God for all on yesterday that participated, praise and worship, the praise and worship sermon. That's what I want to call it, a majestic. It was a majestic moment. And it lets us know that God is majesty and that he will turn things around. He will intervene when he sees that thing that he needs. This is what I needed on this day. This is what I needed. When I spoke with my mother early this morning as I was traveling, she said, the strangest thing happened in our church on yesterday. And they are Methodist church, so they do everything a certain way. She said, we had a guest speaker to come in, and the guest speaker, I think he was somewhere from Georgia. This is her talking to me, and she says, you know, he said that all we were going to do today, he wasn't going to get up there. She said, as a matter of fact, he went in the back and he changed his robe and he came back in just his regular clothing, and he said, we're going to sing today. We're going to sing unto the Lord, he said, because we don't know what's getting ready to happen in NOLO. Those were the words she said. But what we're going to do is we're going to bombard heaven with songs today. And we're going to go back to some of the old hymns so we don't have to leave. And then we're going to go into the millennium state as well so we don't leave anybody out. But what we're going to do is we're going to bombard heaven with praises. And I said, you know what was so crazy, Mom? I said, while y'all was praising and ABM was worshiping, I said, so when you put them together, this is what you get. And I just had to sit again and go before the Lord and thank him. So when I heard the song this morning, he was just letting me know that even though it formed, it didn't do what it said that it was going to do. So I, again, thank each and every last one of you as we start our Monday out, our majestic Monday out. And we continue to praise the Lord. We continue to thank him. We continue to have a grateful heart. And we just have a spirit of joy that resonates through us, that just comes out of us today. And no matter what your circumstances is, you're still here. Just remember that, because there are so many that's around us that are not here. But just be thankful that God is faithful to us. Just be thankful that we are here and we realize that we are to glorify him. And just be thankful that you have a praise and worship inside of you. Just be thankful that God is speaking to you. He's speaking. He's giving you godly advice, wise counsel. And you have to do your part. Use wisdom. Be obedient to what God is saying to you. And this is how you and I keep the weapon from prospering against us in our lives. Listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you best. Continue to pray. Sing out to the Lord today. Give him praises. Give him the honor that is due to him. He is worthy to be praised. And remember, this is the day that he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because as I stated, there are so many that are not counted in the number this morning. And I'm not saying it because of disobedience. It may have been their time to go, but you and I have another chance for new mercies, to get things right, to pray for ourselves, to recalibrate ourselves, to receive a full restoration, not a half restoration, a full restoration, because you're coming to God and you're saying to him, receive me just as I am, knowing that he's still going to walk with you. He's going to talk with you, and that's what takes you to the next level. It takes you to the next place, because you're under his leadership. The Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. You all have a beautiful, beautiful Monday, and just rest in the Lord, knowing that he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says that he will do. God bless you all.